start by talking about David and just the progression he's had the past few weeks?
Well, I think, you know, it's been a great story, you know, other than the negative of getting hurt, the fact that the new rule was made that kind of kept him alive, gave him something to work for, a goal, and, you know, we didn't know for sure whether he'd be able to make it back or not, but he, you know, a testament to him and the trainers to the hard work that he put in, you know, for a big chunk of the season to even get himself in a position to get out on the field, I think is terrific. And now that he's been out here, I think every week he's done a good job and gotten more and more comfortable, you know, with his feet under him and playing, you know, practicing football. And we got to have pads on yesterday, which was good. And, you know, he's passed every test, so to speak.
Knowing that what Max has did in the offseason, not knowing when he was coming back, and he's a pretty rock on that left side. Can you talk about what he's been able to do for you?
Yeah, don't jinx him, Mark.
I know. He went nuts when I told him that today.
Heavens. No, no. I mean, he has been the rock for us over there. So, and he's got a great test this week, you know, against the rushers we're going to see, and DeMarcus and Spencer and, you know, everybody they bring at you. So, you know, Max has been a great addition, a re-addition for this team and for the offense. So now we got to just have him get ready to play his best game.
How did you think Ben came along during the game? Was there any rust he needed to knock off?
I mean, I think early on there, you know, we kind of all knew that, you know, it was going to take a little bit to get into the game. And I thought, you know, into the second half that we all felt comfortable that he was back to speed. So, you know, it's unfortunate we were in the situation we were in. But, you know, he had to get out there and get back into it like everybody does when they've been out for, you know, a chunk of time. And, you know, the good thing is he made it through, you know, with no setbacks or anything like that. And now another good week of practice. So, you know, I'd expect him to be ready to go.
He was unafraid to scramble and move around. How did you feel about him taking off a few times?
No, I mean, you know, once he was given the clean bill of health, you know, we all felt good about that. I think it was more for us as coaches just, you know, getting into the back into the speed of the game.
Todd, have you ever had a situation where you've got two rookies on one side of the line and combined four NFL starts this late in the season?
I'd have to go back and look through the seasons, but we've been in some pretty sticky situations. But, you know, that's kind of how this year's been for this group. And, you know, I think it's served us well in that, you know, we haven't always performed the way that we'd like, you know, or up to our abilities. But I do think that when some of the adversity that we've had to face, you know, through some of these injuries and changing moving parts, that it's forced the guys to become extra cohesive and look out for their own. And, you know, we got to be ready. I mean, this is a big game for us, obviously. And, you know, it's on the road against a team that has some premier pass rush guys. So they know they need each other right now, and they've kind of learned that through the year. So, you know, it's time to stick together and make good things happen.
What did you like out of Kelvin coming out of training camp?
Well, I think we were all excited about Kelvin from the start. You know, we were excited when we drafted him. You know, we were able to get him where we did because, you know, you only have so many picks, and you know, you got a long list of guys that you'd love to have on the team, and he obviously was one of them when he was there, and we were able to get him. I mean, I can remember clearly, you know, on draft day that there were some fist pumping and high-fiving because, you know, we were able to get another guy that we wanted, and, you know, and he hasn't disappointed. You know, he's a hard-working, nose-to-the-grindstone type of kid that you don't hear much out of, and when he got his opportunity to play, he's done a commendable job. I mean, he needs to get better like everybody else, but for a young guy being thrown to the wolves, he's done a good job, and again he'll be facing ultimate tests this week. So you know, because like I said, these guys rushing outside here in Dallas are the real deal.
If David hadn't gotten hurt, would it have been close whether Kelvin would have made the cut or not?
Oh, I don't. I mean, that's ancient history at this point, right. But. You know, he was somebody that's done a good job from day one. You know that, and usually those guys that you know have a chance to make it and play, you find a way to keep around one way or another.
Hey, Todd. Sorry if you were already asked this question, but you could have two rookies on the O line this week.
Everybody keeps reminding me.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Got here a little late, but That's quite a challenge, though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, but my answer was that this whole season's been a challenge one way or another, you know, as they always are. But obviously some years you have a little more adversity and moving parts than others, and we seem to have had a bunch of moving parts, and at times we've handled it real well, and other times not as well as we'd like to. But, you know, with three games to go and going down to Dallas, another team that's fighting to find their way into the tournament, we're gonna have to play, you know, our best game, and it's gonna be all hands on deck. Whoever's on deck, you know, are able to get on deck, and you know, they're gonna be expected to go out and play good football, and we got to do some things to help guys all the time. So this will be no different from that standpoint.
Todd, is it any more difficult that they'll be lining up against them beside each other? You won't have that veteran presence next door.
You know, I think the good thing is they came in together. Those guys tend to have they come in the same class, have a good rapport right out of the gate. So, you know, obviously they're going to have to count on Pouncey. You know, David will, but they're both smart guys, and Beach has been in there now for a couple weeks, 2.5 weeks. So, you know, I don't know who will be helping who, but I know they'll be communicating, and they'll be ready to go mentally and physically.
How much farther along has been this week than this time last week?
I think a great deal, and really, but the biggest part is just having a game under his belt after missing a significant amount of time. You know, and I think that, you know, we all knew going into last week that it might take a little time to kind of get up to the speed of the game, and I think it did, and I think he probably would say the same thing. But, you know, he got comfortable as the game went on, and like I said, unfortunately, we were in a situation we didn't want to be in. But, you know, he's got a game under his belt now. He's been back to practice for a week. So, you know, I would expect him to be ready to go.